This week, a centuries-old tradition has come alive in England. It's the annual Census of the Swans, known as Swan Upping. It's conducted on the River Thames, complete with the pageantry that tradition demands. Even Queen Elizabeth came to have a look on Monday. Conservationists are hoping the census will show a rise in the swan population after several difficult years. The BBC's James Fletcher went to see how the tradition and the swans are faring.
I can't see anything. You're there, so to see you when she does.
On a sunny morning, a small crowd has gathered at a picturesque lock on the Thames to catch a glimpse of the Queen. At Swan Upping, she's given the ceremonial title of Seigneur of the Swans. Ready to greet her is David Barber. He's in charge of counting the swans, wears a feather in his naval cap, and has the title of Her Majesty's Swan Marker.
It is a title that has been going on since the 12th century when the Crown claimed ownership of all the swans in the United Kingdom. It's a real British tradition. Today, of course, it is a conservation and educational exercise, where in the 12th century it was the swan was bred for the table.
Eating swan is now illegal, so the birds have nothing to fear today. The Queen boards an old-fashioned steamboat, waves to the crowd, and then sets off to follow the swan uppers as they row upstream in wooden boats known as skiffs. As befits an ancient tradition, the costumes don't stop with feathers in the cap.
We're in the scarlet uniform of Her Majesty the Queen, and, you know, we have the badges on the side and the gold braid. And, of course, we fly the flags of the Queen on the back of the boats, and the vintners and dyers actually come with us, and they have the flags of their own livery companies on the boats.
The Queen no longer owns all the swans in England, only the unmarked ones. Livery companies are traditional trade organisations, and two of them, the dyers and vintners or winemakers, have had the right to own swans on the Thames since the 15th century. Ownership is shown by tags on the swans' legs, and to tag the swans, the uppers have to catch them. When a group is spotted, the call goes out.
Swan uppers have corralled their group of swans and cygnets against the riverbank, but they're having a bit of trouble getting them into the boats this time. One of the swans put up a terrific fight, almost knocking one of the swan uppers into the water. A big struggle. He was flat on his back in the water, the swan flapping about in his arms, but they've finally managed to restrain it, put it in the boat and tie its legs together.
Although one reluctant swan sent him into the water, swan upper William Howard says it's not difficult to handle the huge birds.
After you've caught a few, you get the hang of how to keep their wings under control and their legs, and once you've got their legs and wings under control, they're pretty easy to handle, really.
3.2 as opposed to 4.2.
Wendy?
Yeah.
Have a look at him, he's a fiddler.
Once the swans and cygnets are on shore, they're weighed, measured, and the cygnets are tagged. Swan marker David Barber says these days swan upping is less about ownership and more about managing the health of the swan population and identifying threats.
It does preserve the swan population. You're counting them. In the 80s we had the problems with the lead poisoning from fishing weights. And of course the swan's population on the Thames went down by so many, it was, you know, quartered. Today that was banned. And, of course, the population is going back up to the normal level now.
And how's the swan population looking this year?
Well, I think the cygnet count this year will be much higher than last year. We hope it will anyway, because we had 2 years of pretty grim numbers because we had a lot of water, flood water, coming down the river in sort of June time. And also the young cygnets got washed over weirs, which was very, very disappointing.
Swan upping may be a classic English tradition, but that's not enough to ensure its survival. While the colour and pageantry draw in the crowds, it's the conservation work that means that, like the swans, swan upping is in good health and can look forward to the future.
That's the BBC's James Fletcher reporting on the annual swan upping in England.